Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A stabbing in Times Square late last night has left one man dead.
Witnesses say they saw three men running from in front of the Burger and Lobster restaurant by 11:30 last night, with a 39-year-old man left behind in the ground. He'd been stabbed in the face, chest, and back. Now, Frank is a driver who makes deliveries here every morning.
You know, it happens, you know, unfortunately, but, you know, there's not an area where it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
But I do feel safe. Right? Like I said, they have a lot of police force out here, undercover, and you name it, they have it.
The victim was pronounced dead at Bellevue. Now, the cops spent hours here all night going through surveillance cameras in, of course, one of the busiest areas probably in the world. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, off Times Square here in West 43rd.
And police are searching for the two people who robbed a man last weekend outside a building in Hudson Yards. Cops say that a 28-year-old man was outside 419 West 34th Street about 3:15 last Sunday morning when the two thieves came up to him. They grabbed his cell phone, his watch, and about $500 in cash off of him while pushing him to the ground. The two then took off in a white BMW SUV. The 28-year-old was not injured, but police are asking anyone with any information about it to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Police have now identified the man who died in his apartment on Saturday after waiting over 40 minutes for an ambulance to arrive. 22-year-old Adam Benhamou was suffering from a medical episode at his East Harlem building. The NYPD officers first called for an ambulance at 5:44 p.m., but when nobody arrived, they called again 20 minutes later, urging the dispatcher to rush. After waiting another 20 minutes, officers then decided to take him to the hospital themselves, but he died a short time later. The FDNY said an ambulance finally arrived at the building 2 minutes after the police already brought him to the hospital. We've reached out to the FDNY for more information. A group of Brooklyn tenants say they're refusing to pay rent until their landlord steps up and makes long overdue and much needed repairs.
A tenant living at 651 Brooklyn Avenue, they've decided enough is enough and they're on rent strike. They say this comes after years of living in unsanitary, dangerous conditions with unreliable hot water, on and off heat, rodent infestations, and even notices that their rent was unpaid even after they had proof of payment. Their message to their landlord, no improvements, no rent. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in East Flatbush.
New York City's public schools are getting a bad grade in protecting students' privacy. State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli is out with a new report saying there are glaring holes in how the city protects the data and personal information of its students. The report showed that the city's school system doesn't have key cybersecurity policies and doesn't even fully track the software that's used in schools. Leonie Hameson is from the Parent Coalition for Student Privacy in New York City.
They completely rely on the vendor to tell them if the data is breached. And then that causes real delays in the deadline by which they're supposed to inform the state and inform parents of these breaches.
Hameson says the issue will only get worse if AI is introduced into schools, since it's known that AI collects data from the people that use their tools, whether it's to help train the AI in machine learning or used for other purposes. A rep for the public schools tells the Daily News that officials disagree with some of the audit's findings. 1010 Winds has also reached out to the DOE for comment. More working moms in New York City are taking paid family leave after giving birth to their babies, and some are crediting New York's landmark paid family leave law. The 2018 law requires businesses with more than 5 employees to give workers up to 12 weeks off to bond with a new baby while paying at least 2/3 of their salary. New data from the city shows that in 2022, about 3/4 of New Yorkers who gave birth took paid leave, and that was up from just 2/3 before the law took effect. Of course, it's not affecting all groups equally. Lower-income residents on Medicaid still take less of any kind of paid leave after giving birth than those with private insurance. And white and Asian New Yorkers are also more likely to take it than other racial groups. Nearly 80% of Asian and white New Yorkers took paid leave in 2022, compared with about 70% of Black New Yorkers and 63% of Latinas.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.